This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
May not be aware of this, but the New Jersey Devils are collapsing.
Yeah, you keep saying so, and it's true.
Yesterday's loss was so brutal. They erased a 2-0 deficit. They came back, looked like they were going to get a big point, and then they gave up the game-winning goal with how many seconds left, Sean?
3.4 seconds left.
Lovely.
It was a bad loss for the Devils. We don't know the status of Jack Hughes. And if you wake up this morning or you want to look this afternoon, I'll save you the time. The New York Rangers are in a playoff spot. The New York Rangers are currently the second wild card team. And so if the season ended today, they would be matched up against the Washington Capitals, who they play tonight at Madison Square Garden. That's a little playoff preview.
Shawnee might buy a ticket in another hour and a half.
Are you thinking about it?
I might be a big game Bob. I'm doing the old, will ticket prices drop to a price I'm comfortable
with? I don't think they will drop, right? A Wednesday night, the Rangers are hot, Ovechkin's in town.
Yeah, with Ovechkin. We'll see. We'll see. I might pull the trigger.
Let me know. Would you want me to come with you?
You're going
to
call me?
I would consider it. If the prices drop enough, I got to do a Rico tonight. Forget it.
Little eating Morash inside the
what
garden?
What are you doing a Rico on tonight? Jose Iglesias?
I mean, there's a list of things, bro.
OMG.
Jose Iglesias, Jose Quintana, Kodai Senga's spring start the other day.
Oh, you haven't done one recently.
Well, Sunday was the last one.
Yeah,
I got a few things I got to get to.
Recently, I mean in the last day.
Yeah.
You do them so regularly.
That's right.
Sunday, you were still on vacation.
Yeah, when I got back, I got off the plane. I landed at 9:30 in White Plains.
Look at this. We gave him the credit for being connected and working and whatever.
Well, it was after I got home.
The minute you get home.
Well, it wasn't the minute. I got home at 9:30, walked into my house at 10, put my kids to sleep. I'd say at about 11:30-ish, so about an hour and a half after, late Sunday night, I did a Rico. But my trip's over at that point.
No, go relax. It's technically you're still
asleep.
Even if your trip's over, you're on vacation. You wake up Monday to work day.
Nah, I had to do a Rico. But I'll do one tonight, so I can't go to the Ranger game tonight. I apologize. Maybe another time.
Maybe another time.
Yeah, maybe another time. I would go, honestly.
You just had through a whole stink about Alex Ovechkin and how this is crazy. It's not fair to Gretzky. You have a chance to go see him tonight with your friend Sean.
Yeah.
And instead you want to go talk about Iglesias with Pete Hoffman.
Yes. That's good. Yeah, you got that one right. You got it. Let's go to Anthony in Copec. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make two quick Met points.
Yes.
So, Jose Iglesias, he gets the deal. I'm happy for him. I think the Mets couldn't sign him because identity, believe it or not. I think he was a big part of, you know, last year's identity, OMG Mets. But, you know, the brutal truth is that OMG Mets got to the NLCS and lost. So 2025, I think they need their own identity. I think ownership knows that. I think the front office knows that. And I think the identity of this team moving forward needs to be young, youthful, and I think we have it. I think Acuna is a big part of that. As much as I've been down on the squirrel for the past few years, man, I think he's going to have a nutty year.
I like what you did there. I don't think the Mets think about it the way you did and even the way I framed it at the top of the show, which is, hey, that was 2024. This has to be 25. Mm-hmm. I think David Stearns and the Mets look at it in a very nuts and bolts way, yeah. which is he's 35 years old. He's coming off a career year. By the way, most of Major League Baseball agreed because the best he could get was a minor league deal.
Yep.
And we feel better about Luis Angel Acuna mm-hmm. and Brett Beatty.
Right.
We just do. Or even before that, they felt better about what's his name when he got hurt?
Mauricio?
No, I heard you forgot his name. The guy's out for the year with the torn shoulder.
Magical.
Yeah. Right. Right. So I think the Mets
He wasn't really here. I mean, what was he here for, 2 weeks?
No, but they chose.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying he was here for 2 weeks.
Right.
It's okay that you forgot his name.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So I don't think
It's not okay. Right. If you're going to be the Mets podcast guy on vacation, you got to know Nick Madrigal's name.
Did you do a Rico on Nick Madrigal?
I did.
Okay. Oh, boy. So I can't forget.
Well, I'm a human. I forget stuff all the time. I mean, especially as you get older. I've realized that. My dad and I used to make fun of, lovingly, his father, my grandpa, the great-grandpa Bernie, who's no longer with us, because he would mispronounce every name, right? So the Mets had a pitcher named Jason Hockamy, and he would call him Jason Jacob. Like, he got everything wrong.
Was it spelled with a J?
Yes.
Okay, of course.
So me and my dad would always laugh, like, grandpa. He screws up the names. My dad is now become him, where he screws up names all the time, too. And I don't make fun of him, because I know I'm getting there. And I am. Like, there are little things that happen over time where I'm like, here we go. I'm becoming Grandpa Bernie. So forgetting Nick Madrigal may seem small, it's totally coming. By the time I'm 55 doing the Rico.
What's that guy's name? Nick Magic.
No, I just go, the first baseman.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the kid, the tight end, he's very good. You only have to just remember Rico Bronya's name if you're still doing
it. That's right. That'll be the only name I remember. Let's go to Josh in Sheepshead Bay. How you doing, Josh?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking the call.
What's up, dude?
The Stephen Curry game, I'm so happy you brought that up because February 27th, so that's actually my birthday. And that day, that was my 18th birthday.
Wow.
And I remember exactly where I was. You know, I'm 30 now, but I remember exactly where I was. I was in Coney Island, and I had Stephen Curry on my fantasy basketball team. And I just wanted to say, if you look at his Wikipedia and you go to the legacy tab, it's actually considered to be, I think it was a Guardian reporter that said that exact game at the Garden is considered to be like a major turning point in basketball, possibly even like the start of the three-point era. Hmm. And Evan, to something you said, it was a few weeks back, you were talking about the quality of basketball, and especially compared to college basketball.
Yep.
And in my opinion, can you just like elaborate on that? Because I feel like the quality's gotten so much worse since that game, if you use that as the time frame. So thank you,
the
guys.
The quality of the NBA game, you mean?
The quality of basketball is not, not as good as college basketball.
Right. Oh, no. It is. It's a lot better. But I think where people get argumentative or upset is they think me saying that means it's better or more entertaining. I understand the fan who finds college basketball more entertaining. It's more the actual basketball. If you just watch it, is clearly better. They're more skilled. They're bigger. They're stronger. They're faster. They hit more shots. They're better at everything. So that one can't be argued, but what can be argued is what you find more entertaining. And I totally understand finding the college game more entertaining.
Right.
What I was really curious about was that day, February 27, 2013.
Yeah, I found what he was just referring to.
That game is considered the beginning of the three-point revolution?
Analysts have referred to him as the Michael Jordan of the three-point era, saying that what he did for the three-point shot was what Jordan did for the slam dunk.
Yeah, I got that.
Even though it was more... whatever.
Julius Erving for the slam dunk. Yeah, come on, man.
So the Guardians, which is a British periodical, Robert O'Connell cites Curry's February 27th, 2013 game against the New York Knicks, mm-hmm. in which he made 11 of 13 shots.
It was unbelievable.
From behind the arc en route to a 54 performance as the start of the three-point era.
Yeah. I could see that because right. That's like the real beginning. Because remember Steph early in his career. We all know his greatness now. The beginning of his career, he couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And there were concerns about that.
Yeah, he had ankle injuries.
He had ankle issues. And so you could see the Warriors bubbling, mm-hmm. and you could see Steph bubbling, but could they ever put it all together? And I don't know if necessarily that's the game where it all came together, but I do know that for many of us, for those that were in the building, for those like our last caller who remembers where he was at 18 years old, for me as a geek, leaving a Met Cardinal spring training game and mm-hmm. going to a bar and creating a fake identity, it was such an impactful game, all remember.
Not a fake ID. You were in there illegally.
No, not a fake ID, a fake identity. Yeah, I became a different person. It was one of those basketball games you do remember. So was it the beginning of the three-point revolution? I don't know. But I think it may have been the breakout for Steph. Doing it at Madison Square Garden, mm-hmm. doing it against the Knicks, doing it on national TV. Like, it was a big freaking deal. But what I find ironic about the whole thing, if that's even the right choice of words, is that that's the only game he lost at the Garden. Right.
He even won a game when he was with Davidson at the Garden.
Yes, yes. He used to play once a year. He said that in the post-game interview last night where, playing at the Garden's really special. We did in college once a year. And obviously in the NBA, as a guy on the Western Conference team, it's once a year. So
people forget that, how ridiculous he was at Davidson. I think they knocked off Georgetown or whatever. But they were talking about that game last night on the broadcast as Curry was hitting threes. So, national game, we, of course, have to bend the knee to the other team.
But you won the game.
No. I understand that. But I'm saying that they weren't talking about it that way.
They were just talking about him shooting 3 points, like knocking.
But you know what I find weird about that? Like, the Knicks won the game, which at the end of the day is all one should care about.
Yeah, it's like in 2013 they won the game.
The Bernard King Christmas Day game. They lost that game. So it's funny how we remember like these moments, but we forget who actually won. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do.
Like, the Knicks won that game. Three-point revolution, that's great. You guys got to leave. Like, I left the bar pissed off that night. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's the point, though. It's big. The moment was bigger than the game. I mean, Steph Curry's 11 for 14 and that 11 for 13, I should say, in 54-point game was bigger than the game itself.
Yeah, because he's changed basketball.
It mattered less that they lost that game. What mattered was that he created this image that kids want to now do.
No, you're right.